What can Chattanooga do about the lack of affordable housing, especially in the downtown? A nonprofit here recently received city funds to study one possible solution, a community land trust that would preserve affordable housing for people with low to moderate incomes. The nonprofit is CALEB, or Chattanooga in Action for Love, Equality, and Benevolence, which includes faith, community, and labor groups. Austin Sauerbrei and Lanisha Lake with CALEB stop by Scenic Roots. Austin, Lanisha, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Glad to be here.
So tell us, what is a community land trust?
So a community land trust is a model that has been around for just over 50 years in the United States, and there's hundreds of examples across the country. And basically, it's where a community organization comes together to either purchase land or get land donated from the city or county. And then this community organization holds that land in trust. And basically, they are responsible to leasing the land for development. Either most often it's affordable housing development, sometimes commercial development. And the thing that makes a land trust a great tool for equitable development is that it separates the land from the housing. The community holds the land in trust, and say someone wants to come and build a home on the property, they'll lease the land, and then the developer or the individual who wants to build a home builds their home, they own the house. They have a long-term, generally 99-year lease for the land, but along with that comes some stipulations about how that property can be used. Generally, the primary thing with affordable housing development are stipulations about how they can resell the property. So generally, the land is donated, which allows the developer to create a home for a very affordable price. And generally, you can have low or moderate income homeowners come into that property. But whenever they get to the point where they're ready to sell the property, they can only sell it for a certain percentage more than what they've invested in the property. So it's a way to maintain long-term permanent affordability and really create strong communities and not just have communities as a site for outside investment.
You've received money from the city to hire somebody to study how this concept, which has been put into practice elsewhere, would work in Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. Tell me more about the need, as you see it, for something like this to be put in place here and work.
Chattanooga has a booming housing market. I think we're like in the top five for the whole country. And with this housing boom, we have a lot of low and moderate income people left out of affording a house. So this community land trust will help ease that gap between home ownership for low income people versus the developers that's coming in and taking over and redeveloping and gentrifying all these different neighborhoods and make it better for the lower income people in the city to be able to afford a house.
Because what you're talking about unfolding here, it's unfolding in community after community across the country, from communities of Chattanooga's size all the way up to the largest cities.
Right. That's right.
Exactly.
And I think what we would definitely posit is that a land trust is a tool that has had some great success across the country and in the South as well. We've seen in Durham, North Carolina, they have a very successful land trust that has over 300 units. There's several cities in Georgia that have community land trusts. In New Orleans, Louisiana, there's a very successful model for community land trusts. And in Nashville, right down the road, they just started a municipal community land trust as well. So it's a tool that we know has worked. And in particular, one of the very few tools that allows for permanent affordability. It cannot be used alone. There is a myriad of tools that have to be used if we really want to affect our city in the long term. But this is one tool that really zones in on creating permanent affordability.
And you've received money from the city to hire somebody to study how this would work here. Tell us that process going forward.
Sure. So we've identified a consultant to work with. It's a group called Burlington Associates out of Vermont. And they have, I think, almost three decades of experience of helping cities research community land trusts and establish community land trusts. So basically, what our responsibility as CALEB is to form a small committee to be sort of the on-the-ground community arm for the study. And then we will work very closely with Burlington under their guidance of how to actually conduct the study. They'll be doing a lot of the deep dive data research, the financial market analysis, and then consulting back with us to make sure that they're on the right page in terms of making sure it connects locally. And then basically what's going to come out of that process is we are going to have a complete feasibility study that includes a market analysis. It will include key partners who could potentially establish a land trust. It will include which areas of the city could be ideal for a land trust and which areas may not work well for a land trust, and really give us that answer of, does this make sense for our city? The other thing that's going to come out of it is an actual business plan to say, we've done the study, we've done the research, here's the results. If you want to move forward to establish a land trust, here is an implementation plan. And then that would come back to the community team to say, do we want to move forward or do we not?
Any pushback so far? Or on the flip side, any surprising signals of curiosity and support?
I think the surprise support has been one of the most amazing things. Like, different people from the city have came to us about it, and people we didn't even know knew about the whole community land trust are coming to us about more information on what it is, and a lot of different smaller community organizations want to know about it also.
Mm-hmm. And I will say, this is something that has been on the radar in Chattanooga for quite some time. Even back in 2016, there was a big report that was funded by the city called Bridging the Gap that recommended community land trusts as a tool to help with Chattanooga's affordability and equitable development. And so I think right now we're at the point to say, hey, there's a lot of energy and interest in finding out more. We're ready to take the next step to see, can we actually do this?
And this process that you've outlined, what's the time frame that you anticipate?
Sure. So we hope to start the process probably either late March or first few weeks of April and wrap up the study process by the end of September. And then again, walk away with a complete study, set of recommendations, and an implementation plan if we choose to move forward.
And tell me more about some of those places in the Southeast that you referenced earlier. Paint a picture for us.
So the Durham Community Land Trustees, I believe they've been around for 15 to 20 years. They're a city that's fairly close in sort of population and size to our area. A lot of similar trajectories in terms of how their city was developing. And they've been able to, both through a combination of donated back tax city properties and purchased properties, they've been able to accumulate over 300 both single family homes and rental properties in their area, and have been able to establish long-term affordability agreements. And I believe they're at something like a 90% occupancy rate.
What do you hope something like this accomplishes from what each of you has seen unfold here during your lives in Chattanooga?
For me, I would love for our homeless population to reduce dramatically, because we have a lot of families just out in the streets, because there really is nowhere affordable for a family to live compared to our wages. And we also lack transitional housing for a lot of families also. So I would hope that the Community Land Trust will help ease that problem that we have, and to build more generational wealth for different families in the city, and not to have everybody pushed out into the suburbs or places they don't want to be, to be able to actually get on the bus line and go to work if they need to, instead of having to work wherever they can work. I would love for us to have more economic development along with the housing.
I think for me, I lived in Nashville for 12 years before coming here. The position that Nashville is in now is it has experienced a very, very rapidly growing economy, which in many ways is great. But what they've also experienced is rent increases. Rents between 2011 and 2016, rents increased 60%. So we had folks like in a single lease term, the rent would go up several hundred dollars. Folks were pushed very rapidly out of the city. And Nashville is in a position where they're having to be reactive. They've experienced all this growth, but there weren't proper systems and structures in place to preserve equity and to preserve affordability on the front end. So for me, as a relative newcomer to Chattanooga, I see this economic boom really starting to take off in Chattanooga. And we have an opportunity to put systems and structures in place on the front end to make sure we do not lose our heart and soul in the process. And so to me, a land trust is one tool of many that could potentially have a great impact on making sure that development is happening for working families in the community and not just for outside investment interests.
And where can people go online for more information and to follow the process?
You can go to calebcha.org, And right now, we don't have a page set up for the land trust yet. We're going to wait till we roll out the study process itself, but probably within the next month to 6 weeks, we're going to have a page dedicated to the land trust.
All right. Austin, Lanisha, thanks so much.
Thank you.